Fun Stuff. Missionary Postcards by Chad E. Ferris. Church Magazines. There are more than 50,000 missionaries serving throughout the world. Listen to the words written by the missionaries on the backs of the postcards below. There are pictures of stamps for the different countries that they belong to. See if you can find which words belong to which stamp. There is a stamp of the Eiffel Tower in France. Another of the Statue of Liberty in New York City. There is another of the Buckingham Palace in England. And another of sailboats in Sydney, Australia. Bonjour! Things are going pretty well here. The food is good, especially the pastries. A few years ago, President Gordon B. Hinckley told the Saints he was confident that someday a temple would be built here. Yesterday, my companion and I talked to people near one of the most recognizable structures in the world. Maybe one day we will go to the top, but I think we'll take the elevator. Good day. Boy, I sure am tired, but I also am so happy. The people here are great. The members are being great missionaries and are helping us find people to teach. I think having a temple here for the past 25 years has helped members a lot. My companion, Sister Larson, and I can see an awesome building from our apartment. I think they sing opera there. Maybe someday they'll sing hymns there, too. Hey, everyone! Well, I only have 3 weeks left on my mission. Time goes so fast. I love being here and teaching all the different people about Jesus Christ. This city has people from so many different nations. It's wonderful to think that we are all Heavenly Father's children. Many people have come here to see the big symbol of freedom across the river. But people who have accepted the gospel get an even better appreciation for the freedom our Heavenly Father gives us. Hello. This has been a rainy week. We have had our ups and downs, but every night we go to bed grateful that we have this opportunity to teach people about Jesus. There are so many people here that need the gospel. It doesn't matter if a person lives in a little apartment or in a big palace like the one we see every day. I know the gospel can help everybody.